listening to Through My Bible in 3 Years, published by Northwestern Publishing House and available on www.wells.net. Our reading today is Ezra chapters 1 and 2. In the first year of Cyrus, king of Persia, in order to fulfill the word of the Lord spoken by Jeremiah, the Lord moved the heart of Cyrus, king of Persia, to make a proclamation throughout his realm and to put it in writing. This is what Cyrus, king of Persia, says: "The Lord, the God of heaven, has given me all the kingdoms of the earth, and he has appointed me to build a temple for him at Jerusalem in Judah. Any one of his people among you, may his God be with him, and let him go up to Jerusalem in Judah and build the temple of the Lord, the God of Israel, the God who is in Jerusalem. And the people of any place where survivors may now be living are to provide him with silver and gold, with goods and livestock, and with freewill offerings for the temple of God in Jerusalem." Then the family heads of Judah and Benjamin, and the priests and Levites, everyone whose heart God had moved, prepared to go up and build the house of the Lord in Jerusalem. All their neighbors assisted them with articles of silver and gold, with goods and livestock, and with valuable gifts, in addition to all the freewill offerings. Moreover, King Cyrus brought out the articles belonging to the temple of the Lord, which Nebuchadnezzar had carried away from Jerusalem and had placed in the temple of his God. Cyrus, king of Persia, had them brought by Mithridat the treasurer, who counted them out to Sheshbazzar the prince of Judah. This was the inventory: gold dishes, 30, silver dishes, 1,000, silver pans, 29, gold bowls, 30, matching silver bowls, 410, other articles, 1,000. In all, there were 5,400 articles of gold and of silver. Sheshbazzar brought all these articles along when the exiles came up from Babylon to Jerusalem. Now these are the people of the province who came up from the captivity of the exiles, whom Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, had taken captive to Babylon. They returned to Jerusalem and Judah, each to his own town, in company with Zerubbabel, Jeshua, Nehemiah, Seraiah, Realiah, Mordecai, Bilshan, Mizpar, Bigvai, Rehum, and Baanah. The list of the men of the people of Israel: the descendants of Perush, 2,172, of Shephatiah, 372, of Arah, 775, of Paeth Moab, through the line of Jeshua and Joab, 2,812, of Elam, 1,254, of Zattu, 945, of Zekai, 760, of Bani, 642, of Bebai, 623, of Azgad, 1,222, of Adonikam, 666, of Bigvai, 2,056, of Aden, 454, of Ater, through Hezekiah, 98, of Bezai, 323, of Jorah, 112, of Hashem, 223, of Gibar, 95. The men of Bethlehem, 123, of Netophah, 56, of Anatoth, 128, of Asmaveth, 42, of Kiriath Jearim, Kephirah, and Beth-Erath, 743, of Ramah and Geba, 621, of Michmash, 122, of Bethel and Ai, 223, of Nebo, 52, of Migbish, 156, of the other Elam, 1,254, of Haram, 320, of Lud, Hadad, and Ono, 725, of Jericho, 345, of Sanaa, 3,630. The priests, the descendants of Jedaiah through the family of Jeshua, 973, of Immer, 1,052, of Pashur, 1,247, of Harim, 1,017. The Levites, the descendants of Jeshua and Kadmiel through the line of Hodaviah, 74. The singers, the descendants of Asaph, 128. the gatekeepers of the temple, the descendants of Shalem, Ater, Talem, Akkab, Hatita, and Shobai, 139. The temple servants, the descendants of Zaiha, Hasufa, Tabaoth, Kiros, Sayaha, Padan, Lebana, Hegaba, Akkab, Hagab, Shalmai, Hanan, Gidal, Gehar, Re'eya, Rezin, Nekoda, Gazam, Uzza, Pasiya, Bisai, Asna, Mu'unim, Nefuzim, Bakbuk, Hakufa, Harhor, Basleth, Mihaida, Harsha, Barkas, Sisera, Tima, Neziah, and Hatapha. The descendants of the servants of Solomon, the descendants of Sotai, Hesophareth, Peruda, Jaela, Darkan, Gidal, Shephatiah, Hattel, Pakareth-Hazabaim, and Amai. The temple servants and the descendants of the servants of Solomon, 392. The following came up from the towns of Telmila, Telharsha, Kerub, Adon, and Immer, but they could not show that their families were descended from Israel. The descendants of Deleah, Tobiah, and Nekoda, 652. And from among the priests, the descendants of Hobeah, Hekaz, and Barzillai, a man who had married a daughter of Barzillai the Gileadite and was called by that name. These searched for their family records, but they could not find them, and so were excluded from the priesthood as unclean. The governor ordered them not to eat any of the most sacred food until there was a priest ministering with the Urim and Thummim. The whole company numbered 42,360, besides their 7,337 men servants and maid servants, and they also had 200 men and women singers. They had 736 horses, 245 mules, 435 camels, and 6,720 donkeys. When they arrived at the house of the Lord in Jerusalem, some of the heads of the families gave freewill offerings toward the rebuilding of the house of God on its site. According to their ability, they gave to the treasury for this work 61,000 drachmas of gold, 5,000 minas of silver, and 100 priestly garments. The priests, the Levites, the singers, the gatekeepers, and the temple servants settled in their own towns, along with some of the other people, and the rest of the Israelites settled in their towns. You've been listening to Through My Bible in 3 Years. If you'd like to have these Bible readings emailed to you, visit www.wells.net/jump/Bible3 and click on the subscribe link. Tune in tomorrow to hear God's Word again. Scripture taken from the Holy Bible, New International Version, NIV. Copyright 1973, 1978, and 1984 by International Bible Society. Used by permission of Zondervan. All rights reserved.